I'm just going to say before I even start talking about my actual album of the month that this month was completely stacked, and I usually don't even do this, but there are so many good releases, and there was three in particular that just really stood out to me, and I kind of want to just, you know, highlight the two that didn't get album of the month because they're all very different and they're all worth listening to in their own way. But Convulsing was just really great dissonant technical death metal that didn't get caught up in how technical it was, and, you know, actually crafted well-made riffs and made like a good atmosphere instead of just, you know, wanking on the guitar. And then Midas Fall made a lush, beautiful album that, I mean, it's just like a relaxing thing to just like kind of zone out and think to, and it's really great. While both of those were great releases, and I thought about giving both of them my pick for album of the month, I decided that I had to go with Night Versus Every Sound Has a Color Part 2. I've actually never heard of this band before. Now I actually listened to Part 1 and Part 2 together as they were part of a compilation they made called Every Sound Has a Color in the Valley of the Night, which has Part 1 and Part 2 in it. And going into this, so I know Part 1 came out, I believe, last year, and Part 2 just came out. Personally, I think Part 1 is maybe a little bit better because it is pretty much just instrumental. There's almost no voice, and the voice doesn't sing in it. And normally, I mean, for most people, you kind of connect to the vocals of the music, but it being, like, completely instrumental made them make some insane... They did some really crazy stuff to hold your attention for as long as they did without any vocals, and Arrival in particular is a masterpiece. However, the vocals that do appear in Part 2, they're pretty good and they suit the music well, and they're kind of few and far between. Glitching Prisms and Slow Dose are the ones that really focus or have quite a bit of vocals, and Glitching Prisms kind of focuses on Brandon's voice, but the rest of this is pretty much just instrumental once again, and they just kind of do everything that they did last time, maybe a little bit more muted because they did end up making some room for vocals, but instrumentally it's just an amazing album, and it can hold your attention just with the instrumentals. To kind of describe this band, I read up on them and they said that they were trying to go ahead and make soundscapes that kind of sound like you're in a dream. And I feel like that's probably accurate. They will go ahead and go back and forth in between these really beautiful, serene moments that even though they're really chill and mellow, are still really technical, and there's lots of like crazy like tapping and legato licks, and they hit a bunch of notes, but despite it being fast, and you'd almost think it's kind of like they're shredding, they end up making this like kind of weird hypnotic thing that is really mellow and really relaxing. And then that bounces back and forth between that kind of style and just an extremely in-your-face aggressive sound that's probably pretty close to a lot of metalcore. And the music kind of just flows back and forth in between these two states. And it does feel like you're kind of in a dream because you're sitting there in some really beautiful, serene moment wondering, how did I get here after just listening to that barn burner that was just a minute before? And it always transitions smoothly into each other, just ebbs and flows. And it makes you wonder, how did I get here? But even if I didn't know how I got here, I'm glad that I am here. So yeah, it's an amazing, mostly instrumental album, and I can't recommend it enough.